Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Almost 100 years ago, hemp was legally grown in Texas. Then it was banned in the 1920s. That'll change again this spring. The 2019 Texas legislature made sure of that by passing a bill allowing farmers to grow the non-psychoactive cousin of marijuana for fiber and CBD. Well, since then, the Texas Department of Agriculture has been formulating regulations for the new crop. Farmers had a chance to weigh in on those rules at a public hearing in Waco on Wednesday. And the Texas Standard's own Michael Marks was there.
Although there's no shortage of people in Texas planning to get into the hemp industry, many of them have serious concerns about how it will be regulated. One of the main points of contention is how the plant's THC levels will be tested. If a plant contains more than 0.3% tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, it's considered marijuana and has to be destroyed. Some people, like Kevin Calloway, a tomato farmer from Hondo, think that that 0.3% figure is too low and will cause lots of growers to lose crops and money.
Texas is hot, dry, and windy. All of those are stressors. Hemp produces high THC levels when stressed.
Calloway considered raising hemp, but decided against it. He says it's just too risky under the current rules.
You just can't be a pragmatic farmer and risk taking your farm to the casino.
Others urged the Department of Agriculture to make changes to alleviate backlogs in the system, such as letting farmers apply for licenses as soon as possible and extending the amount of time between harvest and THC testing. Right now, farmers have to harvest their crops within 15 days of testing, which, according to advocates like Candace Dyer of Fort Worth,
that's not enough time. Like they were saying, it takes at least that to just dry it out if it rains.
And with many farmers harvesting around the same time, the state's approved testing labs may also struggle to keep up.
It's going to be backed up, like they said.
Some farmers bemoan the fact that Texas does not have a certified seed program yet, meaning it's harder to verify the quality and composition of seeds before buying them. According to Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, these comments will help his department draft the final version of the rules.
We had some tweaking and tuning to do. We had some really good comments in there, so, and we'll go through those. Our legal team will go through them, and I think we'll have a good program, so I really appreciate the input.
The rules are available for public comment online until February 10th. Commissioner Miller said he hopes the agency will start issuing licenses to grow hemp by mid-March, so growers don't miss the spring planting season. In Waco, I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.